Okay, welcome back to the American Activist Hour. Yep, I'm having Ken Adachi on for this full hour, and we're going to take callers at the bottom of the hour, but we still have a lot to talk about. And, Ken, I want you to know that you have, you know, about 3-4 minutes to, you know, go ahead and explain before we have another commercial break. And after that, you'll have a lot more space before the next commercial break. So welcome okay. back, Ken.
Thank you. Okay, I will continue on the definition and the understanding of what a genuine contrail is, because the most common deception by far, the thing that is used most often to mislead people to dismissing the reality of chemtrail sprayings is to simply call them contrails. And particularly young people who haven't had, you know, the experience to know what a genuine contrail, if the only education they're getting or being told, someone's pointing to a definite chemtrail and saying, oh, that's an example of a contrail, well, you're going to get a generation of kids who will believe that's a contrail because they were told that. But there is this campaign, if you will, going on to deceive people about the reality of chemtrails and calling them contrails. And the reason I wanted to define a contrail is that it is a genuine contrail, is a short-term event that only you get a little bit of white tail, if you will, coming out of the exhaust of a jet craft, which will dissipate to nothing. You won't see anything of it within 10 to 15 seconds. The phenomena we're talking about, spraying of these substances from large tanker planes, which has been going on for almost 9 years now, is intentionally discharging substances into the atmosphere that, rather than dissipate and evaporate in 10 to 15 seconds like a true contrail would, actually remain in the air. They begin as they're being sprayed from the aircraft to the viewer from the ground. They look like simply a white line coming out of the back of the plane. Actually, it's two white lines because they're coming out of both wings.
Right.
What happens is, as the plane proceeds along, it's continuously discharging the sprayed material. The material itself will begin to spread out. It'll expand, so it doesn't stay in a tight line continuously, but rather begins to become wider and wider and wider. Well, after 20 or 30 minutes, what started out would look to you from the ground like a very tight white line now has spread out substantially, so that perhaps it occupies 1 or 2 degree arc in the sky, and as the time collapses after an hour or two, it's maybe spread out wide enough so that it's occupying perhaps 20, 30, or 40 degrees arc in the sky above you. Now, what they do is they spray chemtrails continuously. There's not just one run over your neighborhood and that's it. Uh-uh. They're going back and forth, spraying in both directions, east, west, north, and south. And very often they lay down a grid of chemtrails. They're not always a continuous spraying. One of the things they've been doing for a long time is to pulse the spraying pattern so that rather than see a continuous line, they turn the sprayers on and off and on and off. So they create these little islands of sprayed areas that spread out. So it's easier to deceive the eye to think it's a cloud when it doesn't look like a long continuous line. So they've done that on and off for a few years. They would break up the spray into short little spurts. Sometimes they would take curls and curves and so forth in the spray pattern.
Ken, we are coming up to the commercial break. People are going to want to know what's in these chemtrails and how they can protect themselves. We really need to jump right into that after the commercial break.
Okay. We'll do that.
So stay tuned to the American Activist Hour. You're listening to Ken Adachi of educate-yourself.org.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the American Activist. Again, my name is Ingrid Castle. I'm your host, and I am also with that newspaper, the Idaho Observer. And that was a great commercial. I just want to clarify that we are entering our 11th year. Our first edition was printed January 1997, and you can catch our back issues at the anything that's unique to our publication, the Idaho Observer, is posted on the internet at idaho-observer.com. And I have Ken Adachi on the line as our guest. We are talking about chemtrails, and it was back in, I believe it was March, April, and May of 2003 that we started sharing with our readers about Oregon Energy and Wilhelm Reich, and that is also on our website, and I believe you may even have a link to that article. A few of the people trying to educate others on the chemtrail issue and using Oregon Energy to counteract the chemtrails have listed that article that we had in 4 pages in March 2003 that is on our website, idaho-observer.com. But welcome back. We were just going to go ahead and jump right into what some of these ingredients are in the chemtrails, and then we want to talk about, you know, some of the solution and get right into the Oregon Energy, because I know this is a very fascinating topic for most of our listeners.
Okay. Well, the chemtrails have a mixture of substances in them. It's not just one item. part of the carrier of the toxic elements they mix in with it is ordinary kerosene, which, as you know, is a normal component of jet fuel. But they've added something to jet fuel in the late 80s called diethyl bromide. Now, this is an interesting substance because it's toxic to people. It causes you all kinds of health problems, including cancer. Why did they add it to the fuel? Well, they put on a show on TV. All the news channels carried it. It was said a new fuel additive was discovered, which would prevent planes that crashed on the ground from exploding into flames after impact, and that this was going to be help save people's lives. Because so what they did is they took some footage and they made it look like a plane without this fuel additive burst into violent flames after it's crashed into the ground, and another passenger plane supposedly with the stuff barely burned at all. And they use that as a justification or the need to add this stuff to the fuel. Now, the fact of the matter is that test that they shown on TV was entirely rigged. They weren't genuine at all. They were made to look good, but it wasn't a valid scientific test.
Mm-hmm.
The real goal was to sell a pretext for adding this diethyl bromide.
Mm-hmm.
What they're really using the diethyl bromide for is they're spraying it in chemtrails. And it acts as a carrier for certain organisms. Now, William Thomas and one of the fellows, Chris Carnicom,
mm-hmm.
did some tests. Now, this is obviously expensive to do. In the case of William Thomas, this is somewhere around 98 or 99, somewhere in that 2000, somewhere in that time range. He got some money together, and they rented a plane, and they flew up into chemtrails and took air samples of the chemtrails and had brought them back to labs, had them analyzed. Chris Carnicom, another guy who has a big website on chemtrails, simply put out clear glass plates in a secluded spot and allowed the chemtrail residue to settle on the plate, and then he took those plates into labs to have, you know, what was on them analyzed. So that's how they tried to find out what's in chemtrails. And they both found some fabulous things. And I mean, fabulous in the sense of, you know, surprising. One was, there were, in almost all chemtrails, at least at that time, I'm not sure it's continuing today, but at that time, in addition to the diethyl bromide, which I also mentioned, there were dried blood cells, dried red blood cells. Those when cells are dry like that, they're called desiccated red blood cells. Now, what the heck are they dropping human blood cells with chemtrails for? That was the big question. Well, as it turns out, there's pathogens that was mixed in with the chemtrails. And in some cases, the pathogens, apparently the certain bacteria, needed the dried blood cells as a medium to remain alive until they were inhaled by, you know, who's ever, you know, below the chemtrails, who's going to eventually breathe this stuff in. That was part of the reason. Now, if you can recall, back in the between 98 and at least up to, let's say, a year or two ago, we had year after year, you know, remember how pink and red the sunsets were when you had a chemtrail day?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how pink and red the clouds were? And of course, you know, if you remember back to the pre-chemtrail spraying days, once in a blue moon you might have a red sunset due to natural phenomena, but it was rare. It wasn't like it was a daily event, but I know here, particularly in Southern California here,
mm-hmm.
every single night is pink, red clouds. Okay, my guess is that it's the red desiccated cells in the chemtrails that made those clouds look so pink and red. Now, they even had an operational name in which they attached the word, the military had an operational name. It was called, what was it, red something, red clover leaf?
Clover leaf.
Yeah, Cloverleaf is one name, but they used the word, maybe it was Red Sunset. They actually used the term red to describe the spraying operation because they knew the color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the last couple of years, and at nighttime when there are chemtrails, you can still see them at sunset, I don't see that red intensity anymore. I rarely see it now. So I'm thinking maybe they've dropped. They no longer use the desiccated red blood cells. I'm not sure about that. But if you go back and look through the pictures of people taking chemtrails for 6 or 7 years there, you'll see that red is so intense, and logic tells me it's the red blood cells that accounted for that. Now, Thomas took it to a lab. He found at least 12 different known pathogens mixed in with the chemtrail residues. I remember a few names off the top of my head, but there were some of the better known ones, and they included mycoplasma. Now, if you're familiar with the Gulf War story, you know that mycoplasma fermentans is a special weaponized version of a mycoplasma, which is normally a benign soil.
Mm-hmm.
Germ was weaponized to make it more lethal, and that's what produced the so-called Gulf War syndrome from the 91, you know, of the first Gulf War, and all the troops came back and they had that so-called Gulf War syndrome. Well, in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, they were diagnosed with mycoplasma. So mycoplasma was one of the items found in the chemtrails, and there was others that they didn't even have a name for. So we call them stealth viruses because they put them through a PCR. They see the genetic makeup is there, but it doesn't match any known pathogen group. So they could only assign them to the name of stealth. So we know that in most cases, these bugs have been bioengineered or modified, and the purpose is to affect the immune system, to lower the immune system. There's also a large quantity of very, very fine metals mixed in with chemtrails, barium,
right,
for instance.
Because
aluminum.
Barium and aluminum, those kinds of metals will weaken the tissues in the body so that they're ripe for these pathogens that they're spraying.
Yeah, particularly barium is not a good substance to have in your body. Now, also, someone else found gold, the very, very fine gold. Now, I'm speculating on this, but it seems logical to me. A, you don't want to be breathing metals because, you know, particularly metals that aren't meant to be in the body, complicate a lot of enzyme systems. They prevent, you know, we have literally thousands of enzymes that do multiple tasks in the body. Every enzyme needs a particular metal to function properly. Well, if you can get a metal that has a different, let's say a higher valence rating, it will kick out the resonant metal that belongs to an enzyme molecule and replace it with itself. However, the enzyme molecule will no longer break down the protein or whatever job that enzyme is assigned. It will no longer do it. So we're essentially crippling our immune system by no longer having access to all of the tens of thousands of enzymes our body is capable of, because when you pollute yourself with metals like that, this is nanotechnology. These metals are much finer than anything we know. This is so fine, you can't see these metals if they were sprinkled in front of you because the particles are too small.
Right.
But you're breathing them, and
right,
they're getting in the soil, and they're getting on your skin, and they're getting on the grass, and they're contaminating the environment with
these. Well, Ken, we're coming up on another break, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The American Activist with our guest, Ken Adachi of educate-yourself.org.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to The American Activist. We have Ken Adachi on the line, and we are just kind of summarizing what's in these chemtrails, but we're running so short on time because I know there's a lot of callers that want to ask him some questions, and I was wondering, since we know there's clearly a lot of heavy metals and pathogens in the chemtrails, why don't we just move right into some of the solution stuff that you have posted on your site?
Yes.
And so because that certainly gives people some hope. I mean, my gosh, you know, we talk about detoxifying the body, but if you're breathing this stuff in all the time, I mean, how many cleanses and fasts do you have to do? How many clay baths? We tell people to go to magneticclay.com to get a clay bath to kind of leach out a lot of this aluminum and, you know, other things so that these pathogens don't have such a ripe terrain in which to thrive in. But, I mean, with this, you're constantly being inundated, it's hard to keep up with it. So what do we do in the meantime? You know, I mean, you know, Dennis Kucinich, I think, is the only person in Congress who has ever even acknowledged that chemtrails even exist.
Yes, and that's very important to note that. And I'll just take a moment to talk about that. Yeah, I very much admire him for that. At least he took on the issue, which few others have, and the only guy who I really consider a loyal U.S. senator is Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, because he was the only man out of 98 senators who, in October 2001, voted against the Patriot Act. Every American needs to pay attention, very close attention, to the current members of Congress who voted in favor of the Patriot Acts 1 and the renewal in March of 2006, Patriot 2, and also that Militaries Commission Act.
Right.
These three pieces of legislation are the most profound insults to the Constitution that this country has ever endured, and these individuals in Congress who voted in favor of these measures have violated their oath to uphold the Constitution by Biden, because every one of those acts I mentioned has multiple provisions that are direct violations of the Constitution.
And the Military Commission Act is, we've talked about that in our newspaper and on the show, and it's pretty horrible. But you may not know that there is some senator, I heard it on National Public Radio when I was driving down the road, but there is the Constitution Act, anyhow, Restore the Constitution Act. That's what it was. And it's currently being introduced by some senator, and I'm sorry I didn't catch his name, but it's to address the most horrible provisions in the Military Commissions Act. But I think there is so much shock and awe just at the audacity of Congress to pass such a heinous act. So, but anyhow, we need to really talk
Oregon
energy,
because
I feel like, you know, nobody's going to...
We'll get to the end of the chemtrail thing. I just want to state a point here, though. So it is common for people, once you become fully aware of the chemtrail spraying program, it's a scary deal. It's a genocide operation. That's the ultimate purpose of it. And so one feels very weak and despondent, because what can you do? You know, you can't do much, or it seems you can't do much. But please remember this principle. This has always been true throughout the universe, not just here on Earth. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That principle holds true in every single facet of life. Now, everything that the dark side does to try to eliminate life, to, you know, unjustly impinge on life, to terminate life, etc., there is an equal and opposite force available to confront it. You have to remember that. So that everything they throw at us, nature, the universe, it's a law, it's a universal law, we will get adequate information, we will get adequate knowledge, we'll get adequate access to the very things, devices, etc., that will rebuff this effort. You have to remember this principle is always at work. So you're never at a, let's say, worse point than at the 50% mark. In other words, the other side can never get a greater gain over you, appearances to the contrary, than 50%. You got to remember that. So now, in 2002, we were putting up with chemtrails for four solid years. Could write about it. We have essays. We have plenty of articles explaining what's in the chemtrails. We talk about doing things, detoxify the body, colloidal silver, all these things which help bump up immunity, etc. But the really big breakthrough came through in 2002, because Don Croft tripped on some information. He found out that a guy was making a radionics device, charging quite a bit of money for it, and the main thing inside the device, he had some fiberglass resin and metal particles mixed up inside the box. And he was getting good effect. These radionics boxes were working better than the typical radionics device works. So Don was wondering, what's going on here? Are we on a break?
Yep, we are right at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Well, I need to explain this a little bit before the callers come on, just so
okay,
we know.
Okay, that's
fine.
We'll go ahead and complete. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the American Activist Hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. Ken, we're going to go right into some information on Oregon Energy and what is it and who is Wilhelm Reich.
Yes. Wilhelm Reich was the modern discoverer of Oregon Energy. He coined the term in the 1930s and 40s, and he wrote a number of books, but the two that are still in print that you can buy explain his experiments with Oregon Energy. One of the book's title is The Function of the Orgasm. Now, it's maybe a strange title. It may seem like a strange title for a book, but Wilhelm Reich, prior to doing his scientific investigating work on Oregon Energy, in fact, was a very important psychoanalyst, and he had trained with and under Sigmund Freud, and he was something of a leader in that whole area. So he was investigating areas of human phenomena that had to do with what happens to people physiologically and psychologically in the process of making love. So he was very interested. There was some sort of energy relief that was going far beyond just, you know, typical sexual gratification that's associated with the orgasm. So he wanted to investigate it. So in this book, he used it, that's for the title of the book, but most of the book talks about Oregon experiments which have nothing to do, you know, with the sex act, but nevertheless, that's the title of the book.
Well, it's basically the energy that compels all life on this planet to copulate. It's that whole, it's the whole energetic thing.
Yes, and actually, the we'll take a second just to mention it. He did realize that we our bodies function on orgone energy. When we eat food, we're eating a portion of orgone energy, and drinking good liquids, we're drinking a portion of it. In fact, people who can train themselves, some people can do this, not a lot, but some people can do it. Orgone energy can be extracted from the air, and people who became skilled in it can either minimize their food or not take food at all and get all of the nourishment from extracting orgone from the air. This is a real phenomena.
They're called breatharians. Most people think that there's no such a thing, but
it is true though. I mean, of course, there's always could be fakes out there, but that doesn't mean the phenomena doesn't exist. I know I read about a very famous Indian woman in the 30s who was well known for this, and that she lived a very old age, and no question about it, she wasn't a fraud. The woman never ate or drank, and yet she maintained full health and body weight and all that. Anyway, orgone energy, you could read about it in Reich's book called The Function of the Orgasm. And the second book, is in which he talks about orgone experiments, is called The Cancer Biopathy. Now, both these two books, you can get it from Amazon. They're out there, very important books, and they give you hundreds of pages of explanation and experiments, especially on how orgone energy functions. Now, throughout nature, there are two polarities to everything. When we talk about electricity, we might talk about the positive pole and the negative pole, just as one example, okay? When we talk about orgone energy, there's two polarities of it. This is true throughout nature. There's a positive form of orgone energy, and there's a negative form of it. The positive form of the energy tends to stimulate life growth, encourage, and feed life, as it were. The negative form, as in most negative forms of energy, tends to be destructive in nature. So this is true in everything. So you sort of need the balance in order to kind of come out neutral in the center. Mm-hmm. The positive form of orgone, Reich gave the name of OR, just the letters OR, or sometimes POR, which stands for positive orgone. For the negative polarity of it, he assigned the name, or I should say the initials of DOR, D-O-R. Those letters stand for deadly orgone energy. Now, we found, or I shouldn't say we found, but Don Croft, his wife, had noticed that in every case when they went by a nuclear reactor, for instance, if you're driving along Freeway 5 in Southern California, there's a big nuclear reactor that you can see from the road there. It's called Onifre. Mm-hmm. And when she drove by it, she could see this sort of dark grayish shell aura energy over the plant. It extends out for, quite a ways. People who can see auras, can recognize that quite easily. Same thing if you look at a very sick person. His aura will look darkish gray, particularly in the area of the body that he's suffering a problem from.
Right. And by aura, you mean the energy field that's around the body.
Right, I'm talking about the aura energy field. So, for instance, high voltage electric lines also have this sort of grayish black aura about it. Why? Because the form of energy that's emanating from those high voltage lines, from nuclear reactors, et cetera, produces as a byproduct this DOR polarity of orgone. Orgone is found throughout the universe. It's not just here in the
Right.
This planet, but we're inundated with it. We can't normally see it, except we can see some of the side effects from it.
Well, we have the cell towers, cell phones that seem to interact with the chemical trails, creating this DOR, deadly argon energy.
Okay. Well, I'm getting there. I'm just trying to give the history of how Don and his wife discovered it.
Okay.
From there, from plants and so forth, from nuclear plants, they noticed that cell phone towers also seem to radiate this field of the same dark door energy. Now, come to chemtrails, we can see that darkness ourselves. You get a day of heavy chemtrails spraying, you're going to see the clouds will look dark and gray. They're both blackish and gray after a full day of chemtrail spraying. If you look at smog is also imbued with this door polarity of orgone. It too looks grayish, right? Darkish. And
mm-hmm.
What's the emotional feelings connected with smog, with chemtrails, with high voltage lines? Emotionally, you feel funky. You don't feel very good.
No.
Okay, now let's go the other way. If you were driving through a mountain region, the Smoky Mountains, for instance, this is the reason they got the names, you see in the valley of the mountains what looks like a blue mist, or purplish-blue mist. What that is, in any mountainous area, early in the morning, when the sun just comes up, the argon energy is very high, you'll see this blue mist in the mountain. What is that? That is a visual representation of the positive argon energy. Orgone in its positive form, the or form, looks blue, and it's perfect in its most concentrated form. It's outright blue.
Mm-hmm.
But in its lesser concentrated form, it'll look between blue and purple. Now, Wilhelm Reich found that two simple, easy-to-obtain substances, one, an organic substance, and two, metals, when you put the two together, something strange happens. It initially attracts, it acts as like a magnet, an attractor for argon energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, and the organic, the metal acts as an attractor, and the organic substance acts as an absorber of this substance. Now, he put two things together. He put wood and a metal sheet, metal made out of iron sheet, and he put a piece of wood, touched it right next to it. He made a box of this. He called it an argon accumulator, because what was happening is that the argon energy is coming through us all the time. It's passing through the whole universe constantly. One of the main sources is the sun. And as a result, this accumulator was able to concentrate the argon energy inside the box. He called it an argon accumulator. He noticed that the temperature inside the box was a couple degrees warmer than the temperature outside the box. And if he put a person or an animal inside the box who was ill, that person tended to recover because it was absorbing this positive argon energy, which is a life force energy, into the body. And it tended to overcome the disease organisms, which are producing the door energy. Now,
it actually augmented the body's own healing energy.
Yes, exactly. Now,
it's probably opened up the meridians and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, let's move up to the story about the chemtrails and the cell towers. The towers put out a door energy field. Don, working with his wife, found out that if he made a mixture of fiberglass resin, the same stuff you use to fix your boat with, the same stuff they use to make surfboards with, fiberglass resin. It's a plastic resin. It's sometimes called polyester, sometimes called polyurethane. It has different chemical names, but it's a plastic. It starts as a liquid. You mix a hardener with it. It crystallizes. That's a key word. It crystallizes and becomes a hard plastic, right? Now, all he did is mixed in metal shavings within that fiberglass resin, let it cure, put it inside a little box that he was using for his own design of a zapper, and he was on the beach with his wife in Florida. This was around late 2001. and his wife can see auras very well. She noticed that when he placed this zapper on his body aura, you know, which is usually, you can see an inch or two off the body, suddenly jumps out 5 feet or so, and he takes the device off, it goes back. It's having an amplifying effect on his body's aura output, okay? This was super interesting. So what they did is they took a couple of these devices, drove on a road that was near a nuclear plant. And Don tossed a couple of these devices that had this fiberglass and metal shavings in it, no big mystery, into some bushes as far as he on the property of where the nuclear plant was. What Carol saw is that she saw the radius of that dark dome of door energy receded to the border of where Don had thrown the, now we call it orgone generator. So this orgone generator has the ability to somehow change this door form, this negative form of orgone, into the more positive, life-giving form called or.
Well, this sounds pretty incredible.
Well, this is the big discovery of late 2001 and 2002. So I put together a story. I first had it printed in New Dawn magazine, which is an Australian, because I was afraid if I put my website might go down. So I wanted to get into print first. So mm-hmm. I've been doing articles for that guy for a while. So he liked me. So I said, listen, I have a really important one. So he ran it in the January 2002 issue of Dawn magazine. You'll see the first article. I called it Goodbye Chemtrails, Hello Blue Skies. And it explains this phenomenon that I'm telling you about right now. And it also tells you how to make a large orgone generator, which we call a chembuster. Mm-hmm. You make a large one, you stick some pipes in it, and man, it will punch a hole right through the door, because all chemtrails, like the cell phone towers, are, let's say, held together with the glue of door energy. If you take away that glue and replace it with the positive orgone, the chemtrails disperse. They break up. No more overcast. Blue hole in the sky. That was our big discovery of early 2002.
Right. So, well, you know, I know we have a couple people that may want to call in, and I know you can talk about this for a long time, because this is such a huge topic.
All these articles are on my website about how we first discovered how these orgone generators. Go to my chemtrail page, read about chemtrails. There's another page called Chemtrails and Sylphs. We didn't get to talk about the sylphs today, but the sylphs are helpers that have come in particularly strong in the spring of 2004 to help literally. After chembusters broke up the chemtrails, we found that we had some air elementals called sylphs by the ancient Greeks who literally came in and can ingest the toxic elements within chemtrails and transmute them to non-toxic substances. There's tons of articles and pictures on my website affirming this story.
Right. In fact, your pages are fabulous, and you refer to Carnicom.com, so everyone should write down his website, educate-yourself.org. Mm-hmm. It's a wealth of information, and the caller line, if you do have a burning question for Ken Adachi, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, because we're actually getting close to a commercial break, and then we'll only have about 10 more minutes of the program.
Okay.
So go ahead, Ken. Actually, I was a little early on that commercial.
Okay.
Thinking
all right.
Anticipating
then,
a break.
So the good news is that a chembuster will help break up the glue that holds the chemtrails together. Now, we still have the problem of they're spraying junk in the air. It won't be able to stay up there as long as it otherwise would, so we won't be breathing it that long. And it does have the effect of, now this is the hard part for a lot of people to understand, but we're dealing with phenomena that is occurring in both let's call it the borderline between the third and the fourth dimension. Now, a lot of the technologies that we're being hit with as part of the chemtrails actually are sort of fourth dimensional technologies. Those are that's alien-derived stuff that, you know, we're not supposed to know about, but we've come to learn about it, how it affects us emotionally and allows their, let's say, their propaganda agenda to work so well. But we know that the chembuster, besides breaking up the chemtrails itself physically, you can see it when you set up a chembuster. If you have an overcast, it'll blow a blue hole right through it. Mm-hmm. It also has acted as an attractor to these elemental beings whose job it is to take care of the atmosphere. They're called sylphs, and they come in droves because they're drawn to a chembuster like a magnet.
Okay, well, as you can hear, the commercial break, so okay. Please stay tuned and call in at 800-313-9443 to ask any questions.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, we only have a couple minutes here, so I want to welcome everyone back to the American Activist. We have Ron from New York on the line. Ron, welcome to our program.
Ken, what can you do if you have mycoplasmas in your system from the chemtrails, other than what you're saying? What else can be done? And the second question is, who's trying to do this? What is the overall plan of the globalists to do this? And you know, there's no repercussion from congressmen at all, as you mentioned.
Okay. Well, first, mycoplasma. We have many things we can do against. When it first started to show up after the Gulf War, there's a doctor named Nicholson, Garth Nicholson, whose daughter was in the Gulf War herself. She was a nurse, and she came down with it, and she in turn affected her father and her mother. Now, the father and mother were microbiologists, so they really went to town to find out, first to identify the organism, found out it was a bio-engineered bug, and they found a particular protocol that seemed to at least slow it down. They were using a particular type of antibiotic. We found that antibiotics are okay up to a point, and if you limit them, they were using a particular one, began with a D, deoxy, I can't remember the name. But
is it tetracycline?
No. It was deoxy something. But anyway, we now have developed many protocols for mycoplasma. You should know that most people have mycoplasma and they don't know it because they've been dropping it in the chemtrails for the last 8 years or so. So many of us have it. We just don't know it. There's a number of protocols. It'd be too time-consuming to go over it, but send me an email. Get to my website. You'll see how you can reach me, the editor. Send me an email. Mention we talked on the phone and tell me that you're looking for solutions to mycoplasma, and I'll have the time to give you a lot more information. Now, the second half of the question, who's doing it? Well, it's the New World Order gang doing it, and what you have to realize is that the bulk of people in the U.S. Congress are playing ball with the New World Order. So that's why they're going to play dumb. They don't know about this, or they're going to go along with one of the disinformation stories that it's just the military trying to do radar masking test operations. I mean, the excuses they're using to try to create a cover story for chemtrails are so ludicrous, a three-year-old child couldn't accept them, and I certainly don't expect adults to buy it. They're just afraid to do or say anything because they don't want to wind up like, Wellstone, killed in a plane crash somewhere. But that doesn't mean we let them get away with it. What we do is we have an election coming up in 2008. We have to find people to put into both state government and the federal government who are loyal to the Constitution and who are loyal to the continued existence of the American people, because our current Congress are mostly infiltrated with fifth columnists and traitors. There's no other word to describe them. So we have to get rid of them, either by recall, impeachment, or vote them out.
This is a genocide program, a depopulation.
It's a genocide program, absolutely. There's no question about it.
Now, but aren't they getting it themselves? All those people, those congressmen, they're breathing it too every day, mycoplasmas. So what's the story
there? Yeah, that's
there?
A common, okay, that's a commonly made observation. A, the people who developed these...
I'm sorry, gentlemen, we are actually at the top of the hour, and that's definitely a cliffhanger. I encourage people to go to educate-yourself.org, contact Ken Adachi through that website, and we can go into a lot more details one-on-one, and hopefully we'll have him back to go more into the Oregon Energy solution. So thank you so much for tuning in to the American Activist Hour, and tune in next week.